Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. I don't know if you can hear me.
Everyone, welcome to the End Time Women of War radio broadcast with Apostle Deborah Deans, and I want to say good evening, Apostle. How are you?
I'm fine. Good evening, Prophetess Watson. How are you today?
I am blessed.
Well, praise God. Praise God. And I thank you so much for your service to the radio, the engineering, and to us, the End Time Men and Women of War, and to the Lord, I thank God for you, the things that you do. You don't have to do them, and I appreciate you, as well as the other women. But for people, she sacrifices. Sometimes she's tired, she sacrifices to engineer the radio broadcast, and we don't pay her. We don't give her anything. But I thank God for her on today. So I'm going to call, first of all, I just want to thank God, who is the head of my life and who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to every one of you in your respective places. I just thank and praise God for being on the radio broadcast again. I thank God for everyone in radio land for listening. I give God glory on today. I just want to call our Bible study to order. I'm not supposed to even be on here, but I got attacked over the weekend just coming home from one state to another. And I just want to talk about it a little bit tonight and let you know, and we'll talk about some things pertaining this. So I'm going to read a scripture and pray, and then we're going to open it up because we got about 45 minutes. We're just going to talk tonight, more so on demonology and things in that, of that nature. I'm going to be coming from Isaiah chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Will thou call this an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to undo the heavy burdens, and to lift the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor, that they are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou covered him, and that thou hid not yourself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. I have just read you Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 8. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, Lord. We come tonight repenting right now for everything that we've done wrong, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now to search us and try us. Look at our hearts and our minds and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, we ask you right now to remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, just setting this atmosphere again in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to set the atmosphere on this radio broadcast, on the airwaves. Set the atmosphere on tonight, Father, so that we can learn from you, Holy Spirit. I ask you right now, Father, to allow me to surrender my will to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I don't want this will of mine. I want your will for me, Father. In the name of Jesus, so I give it up so that the Holy Spirit can teach your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless your name. I ask you, Father, to release these airwaves all over in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Amen. And thank God. Amen. And if some lines are muted, if you can talk or answer or whatever, you may do so. But we want to just talk about some parts of demonology. Over on Saturday, I came back home from St. Louis, and it's about 600-700 miles between St. Louis and Michigan. But anyway it goes, it was three times that I was attacked on my way home. And you know, you go places and you know that they're out there. You know witches and warlords are out there. You know the enemy is out there, but you don't think about it. And this will always, forever be on my mind. This will always be on my mind because God was getting me ready. I wasn't looking for any of this. Now I am. Now when I go out, and when I do go out, I try my best not to go out. But as I went in, on the first train from St. Louis to Chicago. It was a psychic lady, but she didn't say that. She said, I'm a healer. That's what she told me at first. And I said, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you have that gift. She said, yes. And then we talked a little more. She said, I'm a spiritual healer. And then when she said spiritual, then I said, okay, you're a psychic. Well, yeah, some people call us that, but I'm a spiritual healer. I just want to pray for you. I said, no, thank you. Well, what's your name? What's your name? She kept asking me. I said, my name is Deborah. Well, I just want to pray for you. I said, you don't need to pray for me. I don't believe in psyche. Only what I read in the Bible. But, well, that the Bible confused you. I said, because the devil is about confusion. I said, but God is not. His word is not confusing. So we sit up and we back and forth. The Lord told me to go. And so I said, well, look, I got to go. Then she asked me about the blanket that was on my suitcase. Where'd you get that from? I said, it was a gift, because I was putting it down there. My bags were downstairs where she was. And can you give me one? I said, it was a gift. I don't know if I can contact the lady. Well, I want one of those. It sure looked good, and this, and she went on. And I put it down there, but I was real uncomfortable about leaving the blanket down there. So anyway, when I got ready to turn and leave, she said, anyway, you got jealous women of you. It's a lot of women that's jealous of you. I said, so what? I still don't believe in psychics. I still don't. Because what they do is they take their gift that God has given them, God's gift, and use it in a wrong way. And that made me just start thinking how Satan sent these three people to attack me. And I know, and I was talking to Prophetess Kathy on today, and she said your blanket was some kind of form of contact or something like that, she said. And she said, if I were you, I would just get rid of it, just burning up. And I am going to get rid of the blanket. I'm going to have to get rid of it because I don't know what she did when I went back upstairs. I don't know what she said, but I need to get rid of it. And so I will have my husband to take it away from here and do whatever he wants to do with it. Most of it, we can't burn in the city, but we're going to burn that up and send whatever was trying to send to me, send it back. And then well, even before that, I kind of just felt strange about, and you know, leaving it down there. But then she saw my suitcase and everything, so I went on and left it down so she wouldn't bother my suitcase. I went on and put it down there so she wouldn't bother my suitcase. But saying that, to say this, we cannot learn enough about this. We need to always be on guard. We all always watchful and prayerful. I don't care. And your spirit will let you know when something is around you, because after we got off the train, even though she was in the room, in this big room at the train station where everybody sits to wait for their train, I knew she was there, but it was not her that I was feeling. I was feeling some other kind of way, and I started getting lethargic. And I think my daughter had called me, probably Sally, and she was talking with me. And I just stopped. I said, I'm feeling like I'm being attacked. And when I first came in the room, I saw a bag sitting in a chair. So I sit at the other end. There was three chairs there. I sit on the last one away from the bag. And I put my hat in the middle chair. So I sit there, and after a few minutes, about 10 minutes, this man came. This black had a lot of clothes and stuff on, and he sat down. And he, when he was coming, he was looking like, man, who is this? And he was just staring at me, looking at me. And so he sat down, and after I started talking to Prophet Sadler, I can tell, you know, a little bit different there. I started getting lightheaded. That's how you know when you're being attacked. This feeling and stuff, it don't have that in the Bible. This stuff come by experience. You learn, you this comes when you go through it, you know how it feels. Your spirits feel real sensitive. And I started getting real lightheaded, and I said, somebody is attacking me. And it was 300, 400 people in there or more. So I couldn't just, you know who it was right off the bat. But Lala started, Prophet Shala started praying in her language. And she started praying, so I prayed a little bit with her, and it started getting worse. I said, oh, this is getting worse. And I had to literally pray in tongues out loud. And he was sitting there with his head back and his eyes closed. And then when I started praying out loud, he put his head in his hand and bent down, but his eyes stayed closed the whole time. So I had to really pray, and the Prophet Silas was saying, you need to get up and move. I said, no, he need to get up and move. He's not going to make me. I'm not going to tuck my tail and run. He needs to tuck his tail and run. But then I come to find out then that I was in the wrong place for my training. So I went over and stood where I was supposed to stand for the train that's going to Michigan. And as soon as I stood there and got comfortable, here come this thing. I don't even know what it was, but a prophetess, I forgot her name, Wanda, I think. She said it was a warlock. That this thing was a warlock. It was a she-he. I don't know what it was anyway. She just come and stood in front of me. Just stood there. I'm like, what? And so I started taking pictures. Because I'm and Prophetess Watson said it had an intimidation spirit. Intimidation. Trying to intimidate me, make me feel like I'm afraid of something. I really wasn't afraid, even period. But she just stood there and looked at me like, I'm sick of you. You know, this is the third try we've had in here now that the devil has sent. And here you still standing. So, you know, while I took pictures, I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And she went on, and she got on the same train I got on, but she got in a different boxcar. So these things right here, we have to really be careful. We have to be mindful that when you out there, be careful. Be careful. Now, I had a prophecy that Apostle Rachel called me and said that Prophet Apostle Bishop Stewart called her and told her to tell me to pray for my armor bearer because they pray for me. And when they pray for me, Satan, you know, send attacks and stuff. They may start feeling like they're being attacked. And we were already being attacked anyway. But on today, Prophetess Brown said she was feeling lethargic and stuff today because she prays for me a lot too, like all of my armor bearers does. And but my thing is, I want us, as leaders, as armor bearers, to get together because it's more power in unity. It's more power. I mean, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. I can imagine how many 5 or 7 are due. So we need to do this, and every day we need to pray for one another. We have to, because it's not just going through, but you being attacked by the enemy on your jobs and why you're doing things and going here and going there. You're being attacked. And that's why we, every day, I should call your name out every day and pray for you. That's what I do, each one of you, every day. I don't do it one time a day. I do it as many times as I'm allowed to do it. I keep on doing it because I don't know what you're going through. All I know is I was attacked 3 times trying to get home. And I can imagine if you in the public view, if you are out in socializing, whatever, if you out, how many witches and warlords are out there that know who you are, you know, that know how powerful you are, and sending stuff, going through. So this is why I said, well, maybe I just go on and talk about demonology, because I probably won't be back on this week. If I do, it'll be for prayer and nothing else. And maybe Sunday, I'm not for sure yet. I'll let you know on Saturday, on Friday, whether I'll be on Sunday or not, but not. But I'm just trying to get myself organized and rest. It's not a sabbatical, but it's a partial sabbatical until I can get some things together. So does anyone have any questions that you need to ask about what I went through or what you may go through or say what you've been through? Anyone?
Yes, Apostle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is so unridiculous. But you know what? Even I can even say even on my job, you know, you can just, it's just that different ones, the boss always call me prophetess, Sarita, or whatever. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's like they know who you are and they know, you know, certain, they know certain things that, you know, whatever button they do push. They know you may not respond the way that you normally would respond to them,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a lot of times they, you know, it just seems like they just keep trying to find a way to just keep testing you over and over, like just to see what button to push. And mm-hmm. I truly thank God because He just gives me so much strength, so much patience every single day. Mm-hmm. I can just look on bow in the face and I can just tell them how I feel without having an attitude or without being frustrated, without just letting them know that, you know, okay, you know what, you did this one day, you did this another day, I thank God for you, I truly do. And I thank God because a lot of times that I really have to be prayed up, because if I'm not prayed up, I may say the wrong thing to them. And I thank God that God has been keeping me from day to day to not say nothing out the way to no one. It's like no matter, like at first, it was just something really, like, really simple. It was like I didn't even have my hair done. I mean my hair was done, but it just wasn't done the way how she felt like it wasn't business enough for her. So what happened is that I was just telling her, I said, well, I can't help it because everyone wear the natural look style, you know, with their hair. And I was just telling her, I said, well, I'm sorry that, you know, I can wear the natural look. People pay for this stuff. You know, I can just wear it with no problem. And she was like, well, it is pretty. You know, all it seemed like just got pretty hair. But I just really need you to have a office hairdo. So what's an office hairdo? You know, I'm thinking, like, what is an office hairdo? So she was just telling me, you know, that it was just different ways, you know, she was just finding a way to say, oh, well, that just wasn't an office enough hairstyle or something. I'm like, okay, Lord. I'm like, Lord, okay, you mean to tell me? So I said, you mean to tell me that I have to be frustrated because my hair not the way that you think that it should look every day? So if that wasn't the case, it was just always something different. But like I said, I truly thank God because He truly blessed me to finally, I went and got my hair permed. So it's like, oh, my God, I went and got my hair permed now. And once I got the hair permed, it was like it was another situation. Oh, your hair is so long. Is that all your hair? And she rubbing her fingers all through my hair. And I'm just looking like, Lord, like, what do you want me to say about this now? I'm like, I tried to do it all types of ways to, you know, to look professionally, you know, and to wear my hair. Let her know I do have hair. I just choose not to wear my hair. And since I choose not to wear it, I don't mean no harm not to wear it. And then I'm just looking like, Lord, it's just so, I mean, it's not even, to me, it's not even important stuff. This is just, to me, it's like, it's just something to say to me every single day or every, whenever she feels like it's the right time. Then I said, so I said, well, we got a little profession. That means you can't walk around with your nappy ponytail, you know. And I'm like, and especially, you know, she was the one of the head ladies. And I said, well, you can't. I said, well, if I can't walk around and my position is not your position, I can't walk around and that's the point. So that means you have to go get your hair done too. And so she was like, you're so right. She was like, I wasn't trying to just pick with your hair. I was just saying that it just wasn't professional. And I'm just like, I never knew you had to wear your hair professional. And I'm like, all of this for what? But like you said, it's just that the enemy, he knows who you are, and he just try to find whatever he can to defeat you or to make you doubt what plan God really desired for us. And he try to find whatever way he can to throw us off. And I'm like, it don't matter how hard you praying, no matter how long you fasting, it's just always something. But the Lord is like just saying, you know what, since these things are happening and since they will come, you just have to learn just to praise me and praise me through whatever circumstances that it is. So sometimes I may forget where I'm at, and I just may do a little dance, you know, just to show the devil, you know, you ain't getting me today, you know. I thank you, you know.
Right.
So I just do a little dance. They said, oh, you can dance. I said, yeah, I can dance, you know. Mm-hmm. I may not can dance the way you dance, but I can dance.
So I thank God,
you know, because sometimes he just makes you just think back of all what you had to just go through just to step out on faith. You know, sometimes it's like, to me, it's like you're stepping out on faith because you're in a familiar place, but at the same time, you're like, okay, God, I don't know who you have me here for, but whoever you have me here for, I do want to be prepared I do want to have my spirit prepared to speak to whoever I have to speak to on today. Or you never know who may have to encourage you or lift your spirit up. And one of the people at the job was looking like, he just set me down. He said, Miss, he said, one thing I can say about you. He said, people don't like when you have a pure heart. And he just started breaking me down. He just let me know. He said, you really have a pure heart. He said, you really know how to take a lot for people. I was looking at him like, how did you know?
Right.
I just thank God.
Right.
Because he literally set me down. He talked to me. He said, let me tell you. He said, people don't like when you have a pure heart. They don't like when you're real. And I'm just sitting here like, I've been saying this for so long now. It's so amazing how somebody got to pull you to the side and tell you the same thing
right. You've
been saying all along. You've been thinking all along. And he was just letting me know. He said, a lot of them around here, they not real like you are. And he was like, they don't like to see you happy. They don't like to see you being able to, you know, express how you feel about certain things. It's like, long as you sit up there letting the enemy do what he wants to do to you, it's like he's fine. You know, it's like he's going to just keep trying you, you know. But I truly thank the Lord because he really allowed me to keep my peace, keep my joy, you know. And I'm just so grateful just to know that God, you know, it may not be what it looked like for you, but at the same time, he's still working it out. You know what I'm saying? He's still working it out.
Right, absolutely.
I'm just like, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm like, you know, like I just come up in there like, be like, tell the Lord thank you on today. And they're going to be like, yeah. I'm like, thank you, Lord, you know. But I'm grateful because you have to go through knowing that, you know, that God sent you to be a light regardless what's going on around you, you know, and whatever darkness or whatever you know, whatever dark space that thought it was taking up the place, it's like God removed that little darkness and put that little darkness in a little corner to let them know that, no, he is here, and he's the light, and we're going to be the light, and we're going to be forever shining in the midst of darkness, you know. And it's like if they don't, if the darkness don't see us, he won't know how to move out the way. He'll think that, you know, he's in control. And it's like, no, it's like God is saying, you know, he still is in control. And, you know, he has to allow us to
amen,
know
amen.
That wherever we go, we
all
have
right,
to move ourselves out of it, you know.
Amen.
So I'm just grateful just to know that God just, you know, put you in certain places just to let you know, he still is in control. And he had to let you know that that nothing, he never takes you nowhere that he don't want you to go. And I just thank God because he just give us the strength to go forth and to do the things he already desired for us on whatever day he sent us outside our home. And to be in whatever places he wants us to go, it's like he always put a shield of protection all around us. And I'm just grateful just to know that God, you know, he showed us off whether we recognize it or not. You know, he showed us out.
Amen.
He let us know that
that's
he's
right.
working it out for us.
That's right, man. Amen. God bless you too, prophetess. We just that was good, you know, but we have to really watch and pray, like she said. You have to watch and pray, you know, because we want to make sure that we have our full armor on, you know, when we go out. You know, anyone else have anything?
Amen. Praise the Lord. As you were, I thank God for what you were sharing with us about what you were experiencing as you were traveling. And I just thank God for being on time, God, because so much that you said, it brought some revelation to the things that I think that I've been going through. And I think I'm beginning to understand what I'm going through and why. Because when you were talking about these, and I'm not real abreast at all of what you're talking about as of yet, but the witches and the warlocks and the different people and how these different demons come in different ways in appearances and different places that
right.
you are in. And I got
right.
to thinking, and I said, because I did talk to you about how heavy certain things have been on me, even all the way through to today. I'm not going to get into that, but I deal with the public all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dealing with a lot of different people. And now I'm understanding more of maybe what I'm going through because I'm dealing with a lot of different ethnic groups. And I'm going in a lot of different places. And I'm seeing a whole lot of different people and a lot of people that may not be good people. And
that's
all
right.
of these are different spirits that are walking
yeah.
to and fro. And so
yeah.
a lot of times, just as those spirits were attacking and approaching you, and now I'm seeing, I'm understanding that they come for a reason, and they're coming
yeah.
for something. So I just think, and I just thank you for sharing that information about how these different demons and these different spirits come and what they're trying to do and how you have to be prepared, as
yes.
the prophetess was saying about putting on your whole armor. And
uh-huh.
the first thing that came to me even before you started was seek ye first the kingdom of God and his
uh-huh.
righteousness.
That's
and
right.
And continue to seek God and keep yourself prayed up so that when these things
yeah.
come before you, that you can recognize them.
Yeah.
You can recognize what's going on. So I just thank God for the revealing of how he's revealing different things. I also
yeah.
heard, even as you're consecrating that your armor bearers I need to consecrate also.
Yes.
Your consecrating. That's just what I just got. It's just amazing. I'm just sitting here just like I'm not believing this, but I just have to believe because it's God. And I just thank God for just the revelation for him revealing, because he's going to be revealing. He's going to be revealing things to us, and we have to have our minds ready so that we can receive. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for the revelation of the Spirit on
Amen.
This evening.
Great. Yeah. Oh yeah. You finished?
Yes, amen.
That was awesome. You know, you have to really stay on it, because I don't know if everybody feels the same when they're being attacked. I don't know. I know how I feel when I'm getting attacked. I don't know if everybody feels like I feel being attacked. But it's one thing that I do know, that you will know, because your spirit feels so, is so sensitive, that you'll know right away that something's wrong. Something's wrong. You know. Is there any anyone else have something to say?
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist. And you know, I was listening to bits and pieces, like you said, I'm tagging in and tagging out. But I just wanted to share, like, what one of the things that, how God's been dealing with me. I only can use me as an example. Can't talk about anybody else's situation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been, you know, I started out just like, you know, most people. You know, I was going to church and I was still, you know, trying to get it right and things like that. And I noticed that, you know, the more I got closer to the Lord, the more the battles increased and the more trouble came. And I couldn't understand that, because I felt like I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, so why am I having battles? And I went through that stage of the why, Lord. You know, trouble don't last always, but it seemed like trouble is lasting always. And and I was just in that place. And And what I come to realize, as the Holy Spirit led me, is a lot of my battle wasn't with the enemy. It wasn't with him. It was with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was with the way I grew up. It was with how I came up, you know, being disrespectful or disobedient, or maybe I didn't have this, or I didn't grow up in this environment. You know, it's an unlearned, it was some unlearned behavior. And I didn't want to face that. I wanted to keep saying the devil is doing this to the devil. And it is the devil a lot of times. But the Holy Spirit made me realize something, and it shut me down. And it was this. God said, I'm the only thing that's omnipresent. The devil can't be everywhere. Only one third of the angels have been fallen from heaven. That means there's two-thirds against them.
That means
we are on the positive side. We got more angels around us. We ain't got more demons around us.
We got
more angels, but we still get attacked. And so as I was just, you know, as I walk through my life, even every day, I still get my battles, and I deal with situations, and sometimes we walk in other people's battles. That battle ain't even ours, but you walk right up in it, that spirit going to jump on you or jump to attack you. So, you know, I just want everybody to be encouraged and know that, one, trouble don't last always. Two, the devil is outnumbered. Three, he is a liar. Okay?
Yeah.
And four, you ain't going to always be going through no mess. You're not.
Right.
It's impossible. Because the word of God says there's a time and a place for everything. There's a season to mourn. There's a season to cry. There's a season to laugh. There's a season to be. We go through seasons. And last I checked, there's an expiration date on everything. There's an expiration date it's an expiration date on everything, even the carton of milk in your refrigerator. So that tells me there's an expiration date on my troubles. There's an expiration date on my lack. There's an expiration date. But the requirement from God that God showed me to walk through these spiritual warfares, he said, stay obedient.
That's right.
Stay humble and seek my face. And you'll get through
right.
it. But you will have those bumps, but you'll get through it. You know, sometimes, you know,
right.
I was sharing with you, Apostle, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't share my battles, you know, and you know I had some,
right.
I had some big ones.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't share my battles. You know, it's only because I've gotten to a place where I just learned how to, you know, how they say grin and bear it. I've learned how
yes.
to bear my own cross. You understand?
Yes.
And it takes time to get to that level. And it took me time, and I'm not saying I'm all the way there yet, but I started to learn. The Holy Spirit started teaching me how to bear your own cross. Carry that thing. Because
yes,
there's
yes,
victory
yes,
at the
yes.
cross.
Yes,
and when
yes,
I start to
yes.
learn that I'm going to carry this thing, the devil is not going to wear
right.
me down, talk me down,
right.
tear me
huh.
down, put me down. Nothing
yeah.
going down but him.
Oh,
so I'm going to
yeah.
bear my cross. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
And when you start to learn to bear your cross and pull your shoulders up and say, Jesus already did it. So this is the easy part for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just learned how to just start to stay encouraged, you know, through your battles. Don't focus on the battle. Focus on the victory. I can't. If you
That's
focus
yeah.
on, oh, my husband, guess what? You're going to be in my husband. But if you focus on, oh, I'd be glad when we get this and we get over this hump, because good God Almighty,
mm-hmm.
I got to talk
mm-hmm.
about this. I think I might preach about this thing. You
mm-hmm.
understand? And so God, the Holy Spirit taught me, he said, don't look at your battle. Look at the victory. Because
yeah.
according to God's word, it's already won.
Yeah.
Already won. So, yeah, you know, I'm just sharing how I get through it. I don't know nobody's situation. I hope I ain't peeping nobody's card or whatever. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just one day, you know what I'm saying? It's just one day at a time, you know. Don't look at the battle. Don't keep your eyes on the struggle. Keep your eyes on the prize. You know, it's like
yeah.
a fighter that goes into
mm-hmm.
a ring. He can't keep looking at the punches. He got to look at that card and say, okay, I got to make it 10 more rounds. I'm on round two. I'm on round three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep going. Look
mm-hmm.
at what you're going for, and
mm-hmm.
you'll get through. So I just wanted to share that
you
part.
Will.
Everybody be encouraged.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That was awesome. Prophetess Watson, that was awesome. And we all go through differently. We all,
yeah.
you know, we have our own testimonies. We have our own response to whatever battles or response to whatever we're going through. We all go through different ones. And you're right.
Amen.
I know you don't tell your battles, but anyone else, Prophet Sarah?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to just say something. You know, it's something, you know, when you go through your battles, how to, you know, withstand the fiery darts of the enemy, you know, and we know that it's from the enemy, but, you know, and we know that the enemy, just like Peter was used, when Jesus asked the question, you know, who do men say that I am? And then he asked the question, who do you guys say that I am? And Peter said that thou art the Christ. And, you know, Jesus said, you know, you learned this from the Father. You know, you got something going on. But then
mm-hmm.
he began to tell Peter, you know, and the disciples that, okay, I'm going to die and blah, blah, blah. Peter couldn't handle that. And then Jesus had to rebuke Peter, and he said, to get behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in one moment, you know, we're in, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And then the next minute,
mm-hmm.
we're needing to be rebuked. We allow the enemy to use us. And so many times the enemy used people close to us, you know, to hurt us, our family members,
mm-hmm.
or just different people that's close to us is what I'm trying to get to. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he used different people to hurt us. And to me, you know, it's like people that's close to me, you know, who I allow, you know, close to my heart, you know, get to hurt me, and I feel like it's an attack from the enemy. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's harder for me to deal with that. And God has given me strength, and he's given me authority, and he has built me up and gave me some, you know, some Holy Ghost power to
mm-hmm.
handle even my family members and the people that I let close to me. He has given me some strength to handle that now. At first, you know, every little thing, you know, would turn me down, you know, that my family would shoot at me, my children and friends and sisters and different things like that. Well, not my sisters, but outside sisters or whatever, you know, would turn me down. But God is so awesome. I can see the enemy for who he is. You know, anybody, you know, people can be used by the devil, and we have to be able to see that it's not them, it's the enemy, it's Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to stand and rebuke that situation and keep on moving. Do not allow that thing to steal our joy. You know, do not allow that thing to steal the word in our faith, because that's what the enemy is after, our faith. And that word that God has put on us, you know, that's what he wants. He wants to take that away from us. And it's not easy. And, you know, we go through trials and tests over and over again to build that faith level and to build us up, you know, and to keep, you know, and to keep us going. We go through those tests and trials to build us up. And so we just have to keep going, you know, and keep on trusting and keep on standing on the word of God. And one day we're going to look back and say, man, that came to pass, because it shall come to pass. You know, that's what I hang on. And that's my word. It shall come to pass. You know, no matter what, it's going to come to pass. You keep praying, you know, you keep standing, and you keep pressing, you know, towards the, you know, the prize, you know, it's going to come to pass. It shall come to pass, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, those tests and trials and those attacks that come from Satan through those people that's close to you, that hurts the most, you know. But still, God will give us strength and power to stand in that thing. And so that's all I needed to say. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. That was awesome, Prophetess Sadler, because, you know, like I said, we go through so much. We go through some things, but when I tell you what I've started doing, and I know Satan is real, I know that, but I've come to know that, like Prophetess Watson was saying on Saturday, turn your back to him. He ain't nothing. He'll never do nothing off of my energy. You know, he's defeated already. Jesus already defeated him. He's trying to see what he can do. Now, believe me, they have unleashed some demons for the end time. But we should be praying, fasting, consecrating now. We should be doing it every day, trying to keep in the word. We need to be in our prayer closets. We need to be on point so that when the enemy comes, see, like, you know, my arm bearers were telling me the other day, I go nowhere else by myself. I would not step to go another state by myself. If nobody can go with me, I won't go. So, because my body is still weak from the surgery, it's why. But, honey, just wait when God finished building my body up. That's why I'm ordered to rest. When he finished building my body up, and they don't have to go with me, because while I'm weak here and I'm at home and I'm doing this, I'm going to be on my knees, on my knees, on my face, on my knees. I know how to be on myself, on my knees. I love to be on my knees anyway. I love to be low anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I know what to do. I know this is my time to do this. Because what God has for us, and what God is taking the ministry, I have to be in this place, in that place. So, I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. But like I said, since I had that attack, I wanted people. It's like when it's different attacks. See, and I've experienced some. And I just want you all to know, you know, how it feels to be attacked so you can know when you're being attacked. Some people don't know what's wrong with them, you know, at a certain point. But when you talk about it, the experiences that you have, you can help somebody else in what they've been through and what they're going through. You know, they may not know what it is, why they're getting lethargic, why their head is feeling light sometimes, how it feels when a demon trying to enter in. You don't know if you've never been through anything. You don't know. You know, when I start feeling funny, out of character, when I start feeling lightheaded, I start pleading the blood of Jesus instantly because I don't know what it is until God give it to me. So that's the way we have to do. Is there anyone else need to want to say something? Amen. Amen. Well, and it's all right. I just wanted you to know, even you all in radio land, know, and I had some books and things together for like a demon hit list and different things like that. But I'm not going to talk about that. I wanted to just talk about my experience, and everybody can relate to that. That's what I wanted to do. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just, like I said, tomorrow is Alma Barrett's meeting. It's Tuesday at 6 Central and 7 Eastern. And I will be present because we have some business at hand. I need to deal with some things in the Alma Barrett meeting. So I'm not going to stay on long, but what I got to deal with, I will deal with up front. And then I'll pray about coming on the prayer Friday because prayer is always in order. And then I'll have somebody to speak for me on Sunday probably. So if there's not anything else, you all let me know if you need anything, any announcements or anything.
What time and is the meeting? Is it 5 o'clock tomorrow? Because I know you said you changed it. This is Evangelist. From Monday to Tuesday.
Uh-huh. So what time were you all having it on Monday?
We was having it at
5 o'clock.
It was at 6. It was just before.
Yeah.
It was at 6, 6:15-ish. And it was only for 45 minutes at the time, and then we moved it to an hour some days. But 6 o'clock was the time.
6 o'clock Central and 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
So that's the time. It's going to be 6 o'clock Central
tomorrow.
Okay.
On Tuesday. Okay. So, and then it was something else. And we are getting ready for our revival in next month. We're trying to inquire now. Prophetess Brown is trying to look into some things now about a building for us. So just keep praying with us and everything. But if that's it, if there's nothing else, then we'll dismiss. And I really appreciate each and every one of you all for being obedient and coming on tonight. You know I love you so much. And I know some of you just gotten off of work and you're extremely exhausted, but I thank and praise God for your sacrificing tonight. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, just thanking you for teaching us, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Ghost on tonight. We thank you for your love, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to keep each and every one of them covered in the shed blood of Jesus and their families, Father, in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. both now and forever. Amen. Thank God. You all have a blessed night, and we'll talk tomorrow. Amen. I love you. Have a good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good evening.
Good night.
Good night. I'm calling you, Lala.